From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. At least one person is dead and about a dozen others are injured after a tornado ripped through southwestern Ohio and West Virginia. Dozens of people are spending the night at an emergency shelter in Athens, Ohio. Fred Kite of member station WOUB is at the command post at Athens High School.
We've got emergency responders, dozens from all over the place that have come in. They are now going door to door, street by street, looking for people who may be trapped and checking on reports of natural gas odor in the air. I talked to the Highway Patrol, one of the Highway Patrol officers, who said that there was also a tornado that hit in an adjoining county, Meigs County. We're in Athens County here, in Meigs County, and that there were people trapped in cars down there.
Fred Kite reporting from Athens, Ohio. Parts of New York are also assessing damage from a violent storm that killed one person, knocked down power lines, and tore off roofs. More than 100,000 residents have been left without power. A new nuclear reduction treaty between the United States and Russia is a step closer to Senate ratification. As NPR's David Wellner reports, the Senate Foreign Relations Committee is endorsing the deal.
Three Republicans joined all 11 Democrats on the Foreign Relations Panel in voting to recommend full Senate ratification of the new START treaty. Four Republicans were opposed. Chairman John Kerry hailed the outcome as auspicious for getting the required two-thirds majority for Senate ratification.
This treaty will make America more secure. It will assist us in moving towards the goal of less nuclear threat.
The treaty would reduce each country's deployed nuclear warheads by about 30%, but many Republicans remain skeptical of President Obama's only arms control treaty. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
The company that drilled BP's blown-out well in the Gulf of Mexico says the government is failing to preserve a key piece of evidence. Eileen Fleming of member station WWNO reports the complaint centers on the failed blowout preventer.
The government shipped the 300-ton device to a NASA facility outside of New Orleans, along with the capping stack that stopped the gushing oil spill in July. Transocean of Houston says that facility isn't designed to house or test that equipment. The Department of Justice has control of the evidence that arrived this week in Louisiana. It was hoisted from the well a mile underwater and taken ashore by barge. A federal court hearing is set in New Orleans for deciding exactly how the equipment will be handled. For NPR News, I'm Eileen Fleming in New Orleans.
Asian shares are higher on the heels of a timid session on Wall Street. Hong Kong and Tokyo stocks are up 1%. Shares are added about 0.2% in Shanghai. This is NPR News. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says Israeli and Palestinian leaders are committed to resolving the issues holding up a final peace agreement. Clinton says it would be, in her words, extremely useful if Israel extends its moratorium on construction in the West Bank. Palestinian negotiators had threatened to abandon direct peace talks if the ban is lifted as scheduled this month. But Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas says he sees no alternative to continuing the talks in pursuit of peace with Israel. 19 suspected drug cartel gunmen are dead after a shootout with Mexican troops. James Blair says the battle played out during the country's bicentennial celebrations.
The clash happened 60 miles to the east of the northern Mexican industrial city of Monterrey in the border state of Tamaulipas. An army spokesman said they received an anonymous tip-off about men in fake uniforms who'd established a roadblock. In the battle that ensued, 9 gunmen were shot dead there, 8 more were killed as they tried to escape in cars, and 2 more at a ranch. The overall military operation lasted more than 7 hours. Tamaulipas is at the epicenter of a deadly power struggle between the Gulf and the Zeta drug cartels for multi-million dollar narcotics routes into the United States. Mexico is in the middle of bicentennial celebrations. 200 years ago, it was fighting for independence from Spain. For NPR News, I'm James Blears in Mexico City.
A congressional panel is reviewing the government's investigation into the 2001 anthrax attacks. Lawmakers want to know why the FBI concluded that a lone scientist mailed out tainted letters linked to 5 deaths and 17 injuries. Dr. Bruce Ivins became the prime suspect when investigators traced the bacteria to his lab in Maryland. Ivins committed suicide in 2008 before he was indicted. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.